I was at a meeting in Stormont some weeks ago with some of the lorry men, and we were led to believe then by Deputy Pierce Doherty that the Irish government was actually bringing in a charge on this side of the border, which would equal out the whole charge and allow the government here to lower taxes. But the Minister, Leo Varadkar, said he has no intentions of bringing in a charge here. So there's 2 weeks to go, and there's absolutely nothing been done about it. Now, the Irish government, English government, and what's worrying enough, the Northern Ireland executive are doing absolutely nothing. And I'm calling on all the deputies on both sides of the border, stop talking about it and get down and start taking some action.
Last Friday, we saw the announcement that Largo Foods were pulling out of Donegal with the loss of 140-odd jobs locally. Now, your fear is that could just be the thin end of the wedge.
Not only will that affect existing businesses here, lorry business, but manufacturing, but it'll actually go to discourage companies from setting up here, especially in Donegal. We all know we're an island within an island. And certainly, this is very, very worrying.
There has been talk of possible exemptions for instance, the A5 that would allow traffic which is just passing through en route from Donegal to Dublin to be exempt. You don't think that's going to be enough?
No, I don't think so. And there was also talk about a 7 kilometre of roads up and around Cavan and across the border up there too. No, this is all piecemeal and it's sort of firefighting. As I say, it was just 2 weeks ago now, and the heads need to be put together to try and sort this out. But we need a derogation for Northern Ireland.